The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Hazel Windsor Aubrey is with me now. Hazel is a registered dietitian with the Orla Walsh Nutrition Centre. Hazel, how bad are fizzy drinks for me?
Hi, Kieran. Good evening. Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome.
Well, they certainly wouldn't be the first thing I'd be recommending in clinic. I can tell you that.
What if they're zero sugar ones?
Well, yeah, they are certainly better than the ones that contain sugar. I suppose the jury is still out with regards to the effect that the artificial sweeteners have on our bodies and our health in general. But I suppose depending on your goals, certainly a better option.
So when it comes to the sugary options then, I mean, is it just the sugar? Is that the issue, that there's kind of so much sugar in them and you're drinking them over a short space of time, it's too much too quickly? Or like what's the concern?
I suppose it's a few things. So obviously we know in Ireland, the rate of overweight and obesity in both children and in adults is on the increase. And a lot of that is driven by our consumption of added sugars. So these are, I suppose, forms of carbohydrates that are added into food in comparison to sugars that are found naturally in things like your fruit, dairy products, and in starchy foods like pasta, bread, and rice. So basically, the more added sugar we have in our diet, that's adding more calories, which can increase weight. But also, the other side of fizzy drinks, be that sugar-containing or the diet versions, is that they can also damage teeth as well through the acidity. So I suppose it's a double whammy of negative effects, really.
So, I mean, that latter point you make about them damaging teeth because of acidity, I guess that kind of answers the question I was about to ask, which is, what if I cut sugar out of my diet and a whole host of other areas so I could still enjoy my can of Coke?
I know. It's just not as simple as that. And I think particularly for the younger generation, so if we're looking at children, and I suppose it's quite common to see children walking around the street or, you know, when they're out and about with cans of these fizzy drinks. And it's the effect that will have on them in the long run, I suppose that is the most worrying thing. Now, there was a recent study done. This was by NUIG in 2022. And I suppose this put a bit of a more positive spin on it, that actually daily consumption in those 21 European countries that they studied had actually declined. And Ireland was out on top, being the sharpest decline. So a little bit of a positive note there, I suppose, with overall consumption in that age group, 11 to 15.
Well, what about kind of pure fruit drinks that would also be kind of very high in sugar and would be acidic as well? Are they just as bad?
They are. They are, unfortunately, Kieran. So I suppose when we look at the fruit juices, they come with what we term a health halo. So it's fruit, so it must be healthy. But if you're juicing or you're blending something in a blender, that actually now means that the sugars contained in that fruit are now free. And, you know, you could have up to sort of 20 grams of sugar in some of those more commonly consumed fruit juices or smoothies. And they will have that same effect on your teeth. Now, granted, they do come with a few added benefits with regards to your vitamins and minerals, but from a sugar point of view, they would be no better. Yeah.
So, I mean, again, you mentioned kids walking around with cans of, you know, fizzy pop or soda in their hands. Mm-hmm. The fruit juice or fruit juice, the fresh fruit juice in the morning with breakfast is probably a bad idea, is it?
It is. I mean, look, I personally feel it's just as easy to hand them a whole piece of fruit, which is going to have the added benefit of fibre as well in there, which I suppose reduces that severe effect that something like a fruit juice would have. And, you know, we need to think about the amount of fruit that it would take to get a glass of orange juice, for example. So it is going to be much more than just one.
Hazel, thanks a million for joining us. Hazel Windsor Aubrey is a registered dietitian with the Orla Walsh Nutrition Centre.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.